Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I encourage you to find out.
I'm not sure if people are paying attention to the school boards locally in your district, in your city, in your town, in your county. But tonight we are going to spark some stimulation. Public schools versus private schools versus charter schools. It can often be very overwhelming when it comes to the various choices. Most parents really want a good education for the children, but where should you really begin when it comes to the search? Or do you just go with the flow? Do you think public school is the way? Have you ever even thought about charter schools? Because charter schools cost you nothing compared to private schools, but you get what you pay for. Or do you? That's the topic tonight. Public schools versus private schools versus charter schools. I went to a public school for my entire education before going on to Norfolk State and in other universities. Before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, also an NSU representative.
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
That's right. Behold the green and gold. How
green and gold, baby.
Doing this hump day Wednesday pre-home. Well, it's not really pre-homecoming. Homecoming is already in full effect at Norfolk State University right now.
It is
in currently
progress.
It is, and I will be joining you on Friday.
Hey, big up to Sleepy Green, Kurt Eddington, and the whole fam. Hey, thanks for the t-shirt, buddy. Appreciate
big
it.
Up.
Hey. No doubt.
I'll be sporting mine on the plane on Friday.
All the way live from the DMV. Give it up. Shay James, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I am the American Dream. No doubt.
I am
the American Dream.
I heard Norfolk State was a public school, too.
What? Excuse me? Was that a jab at my university?
You know what?
I heard that was 13th to 14th grade.
If that's the case, he would understand going to Morgan State. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Wild
yeah.
West.
Yeah, he would know.
We talk about my spark. I'm not going to have that.
Versus charter school.
That's what I'm saying. I know about the damn show.
Already getting it in.
I got there.
Huh. No doubt. Right. Hey. HBCUs all the way, baby. We were
all the way.
All day.
Put out some.
Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's a very serious topic. Again, I spent my entire day at the school board here in Hillsborough County. I participated in a workshop that was specific to academic achievement for the Hispanic and African American males specifically. The numbers are staggering. There's been a decline when it comes to enrollment for kids pre-K, kindergarten, a total decline, specifically in the African-American and the Hispanic community. Why is that? Why are we not taking advantage of sending our kids to school early to get it early versus just letting them run around the house and pick up bad habits early? I went to pre-K, and it made a difference.
I went to pre-K, and is Head Start the same thing as pre-K considered?
Absolutely.
Now?
That's pre-K.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I'm a product of that.
Yeah.
And got skipped to second grade after attending pre-K, so there you go.
Because it makes a difference during that specific period.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have information and statistics that start from pre-K that goes all the way up to 12th grade, and it shows the decline of how children trip throughout their education. It shows as they go higher in grade trying to graduate at the 12th grade, many drop out. Right now in Hillsborough County, just as it relates to one program, there are at least 5,500 students who are at risk for dropping out this school year. That's just with one component. We're going to get into this thing. Again, thanks for joining us tonight. It's 9:09. We're talking about public school versus private school versus charter school, and I'm talking about Hillsborough County right now, who's not popular for a whole lot. When it comes to homelessness amongst youth, it's the highest in the state of Florida. When it comes to recidivism amongst youth, meaning those that repeat crimes, it's the highest amongst youth and adults in Florida. just not good. 14% of African-American males are graduating out of the eighth grade in Hillsborough County. 14%.
Damn.
We're going to pause for the calls. We'll be right back. Tia Muhammad Radio Live.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Squad going up. Nobody flipping now. Nah. I just did three in a row. Them shoulders back to back to back now. Nah. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no mother time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello, bring the juice. We about to get lit. I fill the room up with some things. One night open, this is it. Always working OT. Overtime and out of time. It's crazy back home. It kills me that I'm not around. I think we getting too deep. I'm talking might be too true. Upstairs, I got in the air, feel by the line, taking what you do. So I got them for you. I don't need the pills. I'm just gonna have another drink. And when I'm putting working on the weekend, I look back on this and think how we had the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Working Monday night on the corner flipping. Made at least 3,000 on the boulevard. I've been working graveyard shifts every other weekend. Ain't got no time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making jugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should dance. I'm just gonna have another drink. I'm doing my stance. You know my Molly pink. I got the loudest of the loud. You know my gas stink. My P.O. think I'm in the house. Don't give a damn about what she think. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Got the club going up.
TM Hyman Radio Live, giving you Tuesday on this hump day, Wednesday. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, here with General TM Hyman, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and it is 9:14 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, where I will be jetting away from here momentarily, periodically, shortly, to get to NSU homecoming this weekend. Can't wait to see everybody. Again, our topic tonight is charter schools versus private schools versus public schools. You want to weigh in, 917-889-3926 is the number. We definitely want to hear from you. My experience, aside from my own in private school and public school the majority of my life, my children had a mixed educational upbringing as well. My eldest son went to private school at St. Mary's Academy in Virginia from the time he was 2 years and 8 months, which is like pre-K or something like that, till he was in seventh grade, I want to say, at which time he began to attend public school at Norview Middle School. What a change. What an eye-opening experience. What made me wish I really would have not given him the option to go to public school and just finished him off in private school, because it really did, it made a difference educationally for those middle school years. Now, high school, he was able to pull it together, but it was a little difficult as far as the transition from that private school environment into public school. My youngest son, public school his whole life.
Has anyone gone to a charter school or a public school? I think charter schools have really just become popular. But did anyone on this platform go to a private school or possibly a charter school?
I taught at a charter school.
I got kicked out of one.
A charter school or a private school?
But it was different.
Private school.
Private school, yes. No charter school.
Yeah, I never did private school.
When you say different, Hot Chocolate, what was different?
I don't think I said that. Did I?
Oh, I thought you just, you may not have.
No,
I may have misunderstood. You may not have.
No. Sorry.
CeeLo, why did you get kicked out of school, out of the private school?
Fighting. Fighting.
Should have figured that.
Figures? I was retaliating, but I got caught.
Standing your ground before it was law?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you.
Or not law.
Hey, it was rough growing up being mixed, man.
Being mixed.
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't even know. Yeah, I didn't know the difference back then. I didn't know how to take those things.
I'm glad you've grown to be able to take and handle those things better now.
Definitely.
Thank you. Steve, teaching in a charter school, not attending a charter school or private school yourself, did you see a contrast between the system that you went through versus the system you were teaching in?
Yeah, big time. Like, the main thing that I noticed with them is how it's like they claim they go by a core set of standards that the state that you're teaching sets out, but they kind of have their own agenda in there also.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes that kind of supersedes, you know, the state. State's agenda, or whatever the county or whatever, whoever's the overruling power, they kind of supersede that because they have their own right to do so because it's a privately funded institution. You know, that's how they can make their rules. That's how teachers could, you know, they get all kinds of teachers in there and everything else, and they get all kinds of students in there. They take the students that nobody else will accept most of the time. I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time. They have, like, a lot of the students that may be in the system, but that's on one side end of the spectrum. On the other side end of the spectrum, you know, they kind of hold charter schools that I know that some back in New York that a buddy of mine works at or whatever, they kind of hold it to a higher standard. And they have, but it's still system run, basically. What I mean by that is that they get a lot of those Teach for America cats, and those teacher fellow cats came from corporate America that don't know their ass from their elbow when it comes to teaching, but they get them as a blank slate and teach them.
Mm-hmm.
They condition their mind to how they want them to regurgitate to the kids in there or whatever. You know, they got to speak a certain language, go by certain core values or whatever that may not parallel with your traditional teacher or that ones that may have been in it for, you know, that are in it to teach. You know, some of these people are in it just to change a career because teachers, you know, make decent money now at times change. Some of them make decent money, not all of them.
Do we think it makes a difference? And we can pause and come right back and answer it after this break. But does it make a difference between public school, private school, and charter school as it relates to the quality of teacher? When you're looking for holistic education, that's social, that's economic, that's social, that's academic, and emotional. All three of those are important in relevant education. I think we grew up in systems where it was important for the system that we were socially equipped as well as academically equipped, and they did the best, I think, even in school as I was coming up, to try to help you to be emotionally equipped because you could get paddled. They disciplined you.
Right. Sure did.
And so does it make a difference between the sources of public school, private school, and charter school, that the quality of the education makes a difference when you compare those three? We'll come right back. It's 9:21. You in tune to TM Honda Radio Live.
Don't panic. Shorty found in love with a hus. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. Real, getting kite. Watch the fake pie. But don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. But don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. Talk a fit. Got the whole sam. See you from four planets. Just getting started. Don't panic. If you a star, I'm a whole planet. Acting like you won't get it. Have a run through the team like Jerome Bettis. You don't wanna, don't look for it. Hey, you on the surfboard. Surfboard. If you want this money, gotta work for it. Puff pass, what you looking at? Bust the wide open, making that. Shorty found in love with a hus. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. Real, getting kite. Watch the fake pie. But don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. But don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. Hey, I won't let her. Sipping that's a rock, I'm a rat. Real, gon' wait on. Fake, gon' skate on. Real, getting kite. Fake, gon' hang. She a model on the ground. Guess was the plan. This young thug needs folks. Take it to the crib, take no pics. Hair fat, let me get a phone. Bounce back early in the morning. Shorty fell in love with a hus. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. Real, getting kite. Watch the fake pie. But don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. But don't panic. We're just getting started. Don't panic. Don't panic. Shorty fell in love with a hus. Man, I took her from a bus.
Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, don't panic. Real, real getting kind. Watch the fake, fake pie. But don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, don't panic. But don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, don't panic.
If a mere friend say, everybody gotta have their own call, and then they, you know, as a rapper, you gotta have your own marquee call or something like that, so everybody know who you are. That was French with Don't Panic, 925 out here in the DMV. Back with PM Hammer Radio Live. We are here discussing, normally it's Hump Day Wednesday. Normally we discuss a little bit about some TNA, but tonight we're discussing about some public schools and the comparison to those charters in the private schools. We left off on a pretty pretty provocative question, and I want to welcome to the show again with us our own health and wellness expert. We got our girl, Double D's, over there with us. I mean, Dee Dee, pardon me. And we left off on a question here. Is the quality of education different from the various avenues that we can get our, that we can get our education from, meaning the public charter or the private schools? Since we're posing the question, and I kind of have experience in both of them, or on both sides of the, well, both sides of the fence, I'll start off by saying yes and no, because with the public schools, a lot of them, I mean, now they've changed, they've revamped a lot of things. I know it was different, may have been different back in the day, but a lot of them, you got to be, like, certified through the state, and you got to, like, you know, get a master's for them to take it seriously and everything like that. So not to say you don't need them in the charter schools, but I know some charter schools, you don't have to be certified to teach. You could have half your teaching exam done and have a degree and another concentration outside of education, and they can certify provisionally as long as you're enrolling into a certification program. So that may be a difference maker in it as a whole. Private schools, same as charter schools, kind of write their own rules. But I believe that private schools will be geared more to getting the certified and the more, what's the word I'm looking for? And just the more, I would say, decorated teachers when it comes to trying to enforce the education practice. I mean, if I'm, you know, if others feel different from that, you know, please jump in. But that's just what I've noticed. I only know public school teachers, so that's all I've been in.
Right.
I don't know. Like, my brother and I mean, I have two other brothers, but, like, I went to public school for the majority, and my middle brother went to public school, but my youngest brother went to private school, and he's now in law school. So I see a, a grand difference, you know what I mean? Like, them staying, I think the school he went to, matter of fact, went from kindergarten to 12th grade. So he stayed in the same school the entire time he was in school. So I get, they, I don't know. I think it takes away from them being, well, you know how that drop, I've seen a lot of drops in public schools where kids go from being on honor roll in, you know, from first to fifth grade, but then when they get to middle school, their grades drop. And then, you know, if they don't get help in middle school, they do horrible in high school, you know. I mean, I think those changing schools, that has something to do with it, you know, with the kids, like, because, yeah, they don't really, I don't know, like, that whole, kids really get lost in that period between sixth and ninth grade.
Absolutely. And that was the conversation today within the district, you know. They were going back to, again, the eighth grade as students are transitioning or supposed to be transitioning from middle school to high school. They're not transitioning successfully.
No, because then they become the new kid again.
They're completely dropping out. They're completely dropping out, not going from. So that was staggering within a three-year period, you know, for 14% of eighth graders, you know, for 3 years straight. Who are African American males specifically,
not to be promoted. So my response to the same question regarding, you know, the quality of teachers from public school to private school to charter, I really can't speak to charter, but I'm in public school. I know of private school. I never went to private school. But public education, I think, is what you make it. If you have a solid support right. base at the house, you know, you're going to make it because right. all you have to do is graduate. You're pressing to go on to college. But
right.
the bottom line is, in today's society, you know, it's been pretty much kids raising kids. There's a total disconnect, and there's nobody at the house supporting them. And so if there's nobody at the house that's making them, and I'm going to tell you the issue here in Florida, so thank God you're not, you know, if you're serious about education, thank God you're not under the rules of Florida. At the age of 16 in the state of Florida, you know, you do not have to go to school anymore. You can drop out and get your GED. This is something that's promoted within the system, but this is the caveat. You're still not grown. You're still under
right.
your parents. You know, so the thing is, why would you empower a 16-year-old to stop pressing?
Right.
Because that's a setup right there, because exactly. they've been empowered on one hand, but they're not empowered on the other, so they do what they want to do. They're confused, and in turn, you know, these are children dealing with grown people problems now.
Right. It's like freedom with no direction, though.
And so
that's what they want.
And so just to clarify, I think it's like half and half. I think it's what you
right.
make it. I think there are good teachers in public school, and there are bad teachers in public school. But I think there's
Absolutely.
Also good teachers in private school and bad teachers in private school. And so
right,
it's not 31. It's 9:31, and we're going to go all the way up to VA with Ms. Willingham, who's hanging out with our health and wellness, and we'll jump back into this combo. Ms. Willingham live from VA with health and wellness.
Hold on, I'm getting the segment intro.
What's going on, lady?
Yeah, there you go.
Double D's.
Well, good evening, everyone.
There you go.
Good evening, how's
everybody doing?
What up?
Hey, I think y'all talking about something very good and very important tonight. And I just wanted to chime in before I get started on the segment and just say that, you know, I don't have any experience with charter or private school either. However, I mean, just in public school itself, for instance, I'm dealing with what they consider a tier one public school, which is treated much differently than the public elementary school that's on the other side of maybe like 10 minutes away from me, just because our kids qualify for reduced and free lunch. They get treated differently than the school that doesn't get subsidized by the government. Needless to say, I mean, is the education better? Who's to say? I guess, again, it all boils down to the teacher and the parents and the students. Needless to say, I'll jump right into my health and wellness segment tonight. I know last week we had the opportunity to congratulate our general, Mr. Hyman, on his new, I guess, title, minister. So I thought it was all but so fitting.
Thank you.
to do the spiritual wellness this week. So our Hump Day Wednesday health and wellness topic is going to be on spiritual wellness. Also, we had a call a couple weeks ago that we spoke with, and we asked her a question about was she spiritual or religious, and she really wasn't sure what that meant. And I think a lot of people don't know what that means, but they're quick to say, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious, not really having a clear understanding of what that is. So I just wanted to bring some light to that area tonight for our health and wellness topic. And, you know, some people find spiritual fulfillment in religion, but that's only one way. Being religious and spiritual, of course, we know is definitely not the same. But what spirituality is, or spiritual wellness, is finding the connection that's going to help you find the meaning and the purpose in your life. It's discovering who you truly are and connecting with those sources to provide inner strength, comfort, hope, and inner peace. So that's what spirituality is all about. It's a practice of a love-based attitude that we integrate into our everyday lives. And normally people practice spirituality. we is not, you know, it's not being a Christian or being a Baptist or a Methodist, anything like that. But how do you go about reaching, you know, spiritual wellness, or how do you go about finding your spirituality, things that you want to do, or maybe some advice or suggestions would be to meditate, pray, if you're a praying type of person, seek affirmation. You also, if you believe in God or a higher being or belief system, you can seek that as well. But also by being able to show compassion, love, forgiveness, joy, and fulfillment for others and in your life is also a way of having spiritual wellness. And so if you neglect your spiritual health, then you become hungry. And what we do when we become hungry, we look for food anywhere. And what kind of food do we normally eat? Unhealthy food. So when you're spiritually hungry, you go to all the wrong places to feed that need, and you're still in search of. So again, go back to these things, simple things, prayer, meditation, affirmations. Again, if you believe in God, connecting with your church, your belief system, others, to help you develop that spiritual wellness for you. Now, you can't take on someone else's spiritual wellness. It has to be your own. And if you are unsure, take your time. You don't have to rush. Again, it's all about your life. So, again, I just wanted to bring some spiritual wellness to our health and wellness segment this evening, just to highlight how we are so proud of our General Kim Hyman now that he is a minister. And thank you for joining us for Hump Day Wednesday's Health and Wellness segment.
And we appreciate Ms. Willingham bringing us some spiritual wellness live out of BA tonight. And we'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay, I got it.
Hey. Let's end on track.
Rich gang.
What's up, baby?
Got like 20.
Ah.
Did a lot.
Just live this here lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
My mama,
do. Them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the combo. I'm willing to be beating on my chest in the jungle. Hey. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas in the bed. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no flip. I'm talking about taking something from me like no whip. Thuggle, thuggle, that my brother, brother. Thuggle, you don't want no trouble, trouble. You can get these fists, knuckle, knuckle. Hey. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Hey. Give me a bed, and I do her. Hey. I wanna Medusa, oh. I swear. Don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super. Hey, hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like Toupe. Wait, I'm in her mouth, just like Toupe.
Yeah. Did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here life.
Bees on, yeah. Uptown.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my life.
Uptown, so swagged out.
Just live like a beginner. Yeah. This is only the beginning.
Popping that GTV, yeah. Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
Oh, hey, man. TM Hyman, Radio Live.
Oh,
it's 9:40 p.m. on the East Coast. Hey, 6:40 p.m. on the West Coast, and in the middle, everybody figure it out. And if you know what the words are to that song, please give us a call and let us know what the hell they're saying.
And that has got to be by far the most annoying song I have ever experienced.
I just, I swear, I really, he said, this is only the beginning.
No. And I know I'm not making any fans right now because the kids love it, adults love it. I just,
hey, sitting on cloud nine, puffing on.
I'm telling you, that song right there is going to grow on you because they play it
no, it's
on
not.
The radio.
No.
So trust me, it's going. I guarantee you, no. Steven, when you go to your homecoming this weekend, it's going to be at one of those parties.
What? The band is going to be playing that song. What?
It can be at the party, all right. That's definitely the time that Regina will be going to the bar.
That's going to be the bar.
Yeah, man. For real.
That is going to be in the middle of the field at homecoming.
There's not enough to stay at the bar to make you dance.
Like Young Thugger.
Absolutely.
Come here, baby. You know the words of this song. I got a drink for you if you can answer it. I just.
I let you grab one cheek.
I'll brush past you when I walk by, okay? Tell them Sister Scott. Tell them my name is Sister Scott if they ask.
Where's my handkerchief? Y'all love me.
Oh, God.
Before we go into this,
oh yeah, we got a caller, don't we?
Yeah, we got a caller. Does it take this call real quick? Every code 252 last 4-2022. Caller, where you calling from? What's your name?
I know that number.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is James calling in from Virginia Beach. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, James?
What's your comment, homie?
Yeah, you know, it's all good. Y'all was checking the topic y'all put out there tonight, you know, the private schools versus the public versus the charter schools. And, you know, that is like, I don't know, it's something that I guess you have to really understand what the difference is in the schools and all of that stuff. But, I mean, I was first introduced to the concept of private schools when I was younger, like the religious type of private schools or whatever. I went to, like, a Baptist private school. I've been to, like, the Catholic private schools and... I remember we would interact with like just a private school, like Norfolk Academy that didn't have any religious background. And, you know, the difference in the education was with the religious schools, of course, they included religion. With the other schools, they seemed like they were a little bit more stringent, like the private school, like Norfolk Academy, that was like just a basic school, you know what I mean? They were about academics for real and sports and everything. They went really hard at it, competed really hard at it. But
living in Philadelphia for a while back in the early 2000s, I saw how their public school system was failing so bad that they brought the private school structure in. Now,
okay.
To me, when you bring a private school structure into a publicly supported environment, you're leaving an opportunity for someone to essentially skim off the top of education, just skim money from education, money that could be used towards, let's say the children work really hard, they brought their test scores up, different things like that. If there's any money that would be going to a profit in a private type of setup, that could be money that could be put back into those schools as a bonus, you know, for the children trying so hard or something like that, or to expand some different programs. I don't really see where profit has anything to do with improving the education overall for the children. What it seems to be is just like what everybody's coming to conclusion, everybody's coming back to, is it's environmentally based. Children that are in an environment where they're encouraged at home first, and they're being reinforced with their academics at home, and the parents participate in that their school function, their school setup, they do better. I don't care if it's public, private, charter, whatever. So I'm just not a fan of a charter or a private school environment for that reason of it leaves room to just skim money from the education for the children. I think that's something, you know, that we addressed in Philadelphia and Ohio. I know they've had issues where it's actually come out. And the rest of those charter schools, it hasn't really become an issue, but, I mean, the opportunity is clearly there. Whenever, you know, you have, like, a program that could be set up for, let's say, some consultants or something in the school, and they have so many hours dedicated to giving to this program or whatever. Well, you can have someone in there that's really monitoring the hours and restricting the program, and the children might not even get as much access to this consultant that they brought in and anything, so they can save money at the end of the year to promote the profit for that school.
Hold that thought for 1 second, James. We're going to transition into our adult talk segment with Save James, and once we're finished with that, right before we end the show, we'll come back to your comment. So, adult talk, okay. Save James.
Yeah, I shouldn't be playing this music right now because I ain't got nothing to do with this talk ain't got nothing to do with TNA like I normally does. But what we are going to talk about tonight is it was a topic I saw on Facebook today, whatever, one of my boys had posted it, and it kind of made me think a little bit. He was asking, he had like a little meme up there that was saying, name any rapper that should have never touched the mic. So, in the spirit of listening to that last song, we all know what the hell Young Thug was saying. And we all understand that his skills are less than mediocre when it comes to rapping anyway. I have my top 10 of the worst rappers or the people that shouldn't have touched the mic. Top 10. All right, number 10, whoever is the artist of that No Flex Zone song. That's number 10.
Aw.
I agree. I don't like that.
I don't agree. Aw.
Are you serious? You like that crap?
No, I don't like it, but I like the movement that they have.
I'm not
he has potential to
grow. I'm talking about the skills. Talking about.
You got to hear more music.
Hip-hop.
Go ahead.
I beg to differ. All right.
Sorry.
Number 9. Was, if you remember the group Home back in the mid-90s, that was that was Gangstar in them, the dude Nutcracker.
Yes.
He was Gavage.
Extreme
Gavage. Little Dab was
Gavage.
See, you got an honorable mention, but I couldn't do it because he was part of the Wu. And if I throw him in, I have to throw a Master Killer because I never thought Master Killer was that good either. That's just me personally.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion. But we're not going to go there. Okay. Number 8, Benzino and any of the Made Men. Never should have touched the mic.
Back then,
right.
Oh, my gosh. He should have been number 10, though.
They was never popping in the 90s, to be honest with you. Number seven, Drag On.
What?
Yeah.
How he make the list?
I've heard some of his rap. I'm going to have to disagree on that.
Serious?
Yes, I've heard some of his music. I don't know what you heard.
I
maybe you just heard the one song that came out commercial.
No, no.
Because that one commercial, that one commercial song that he was on was garbage.
I've heard a lot of Drag On and nothing impressed me. Nothing. The only song that he had that was dope was the joint that was with Juvenile for the Rough Riders album.
Impressive, maybe not, but shouldn't have touched the mic. That's kind of a far stretch. But okay, that's
Thank
my
you.
Opinion. Okay.
Let's agree to disagree. And my man,
we shall.
That's a hip-hop head right there. That's a hip-hop
we shall.
Head. Fucking right there.
All right. Number, who was that? What, number six. I'm on number six right here. Trinidad James.
Yes.
Definitely. I don't know. I'm still, my jury is still out on that.
What?
He should have been
Judge executioner. Judge jury executioner was played a full effect on.
Yo, is he
on
from Atlanta? Is Trinidad James
yeah,
from
he
Atlanta?
Is. He's from Riverdale, actually. Not even
but,
from Atlanta.
And
got him.
Never mind. Okay.
Number five. Number five. Number five is Wale. I'm sorry.
Who?
No, I don't agree.
Wale.
What?
I think that he's a better poet.
You said he never should have did it, Tate?
Yeah.
Who?
He said he's never, he never should have touched the mic. Really? That's not.
Hold on.
I have never heard anything provocative from Wale. Never.
Wow.
Never heard anything that made me say, oh, snap, you heard that, son? Never.
Well, he's not that kind of artist, though.
Thank you.
All right,
you're probably saying we threw shade on Common. I mean, come on. All right, next.
I was the first person in my building on Common. I introduced everybody in my building to Common. So let's get the facts straight.
Next.
Four. Birdman, Manny Fresh combination.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever they appeared on, it should have just been for the beat. Let them know. Who
and definitely Birdman out of the top ten. So I'll take Manny before I take Birdman.
Oh,
you would?
No.
I sure would.
I said the left.
Mute.
Yeah.
All right, number three. Flies. Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, now.
He's amusing. I wouldn't say on the never rap list.
Stay home.
He's amusing.
I don't think he should. No, I don't think stay home. He makes too much to stay home.
He could open the show for the opening act. That's what he could do.
I'm going to say he sold a lot of records, and he's right here with me in Tampa. But, I mean, he sold a lot of records.
Exactly. He's still touring. He could tour with no album.
He sure can and does.
Let me say this, and I should have said this as a precursor. I'm not predicating my picks based off of success, album sales,
of course not.
Whatever. I'm not predicating off of that. So some of these guys are very successful in what they did, but I just think their skills are less than average. And that and it's hard to be less than average with an average ranking of artists out there nowadays.
But he's smart. I mean? I'll give him that. He knows what he knows his market and he knows how to work his market.
I'm not taking nothing away from that. I'm not taking nothing away from that at all. Nothing away. Number two, Soulja Boy.
Absolutely. Now that I'll agree with.
Never should have touched the mic. Should have touched never in life.
Well, I mean you.
Yeah, I never. Now, number one, there was a lot of controversy behind it. Some people said Iggy Azalea should have been an honorable mention for number one, and I've heard others. But what I'll say, my number one was Silk the Shocker. Stay in the videos, homie. We know your brother made it. Stay in the videos, man. Number one?
Number one. Yo. I would have moved Trinidad James up to number one before I had him.
The only reason I put Trinidad James in the mid range is because that song All Go Everything, the beat wasn't that bad, and I like what they did with the Jerome remix to it, so I found some amusement to it. You heard the Jerome remix of Martin Jerome, how they remixed him into the song?
No.
You ever heard that? Oh.
No. I'll have
that for the next show. All right, I have that.
Yeah, you don't really got to rush. You don't got to rush.
I know. No rush, sis.
Yeah,
not
for that one.
Silk the Shocker made my number one because not only was he garbage, but he was off beat. And I think that's
the word
slap in the face.
He said garbage.
But the fact he never stopped.
But
he didn't want to stop.
Because he had a market, because he was there. He was P's brother.
Did your girlfriend like him? Is that what it was? That's why you mad? That's
no, absolutely
are.
Not. Absolutely not. I
he was fine, though. He sure
I
was
gave,
fine.
He was nice to look at.
I give him props.
It's like 9:55. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. Hey, say, can we pause?
We got it.
I know you got new music. So we're going to pause and give you some new music, come right back. And we still got James hanging out with us. We're talking about public school versus private school versus charter school as we wrap it up for the evening. Dope Convo, Save James, Hot Chocolate, Madam C. La Boston TM. We'll be right back.
This for my rich. Her puppy named Panamera. Her puppy named Panamera.
Oh.
She got a condo in the area.
Oh, no.
Rich. Yeah. She said her friends and all these bad. Watch them lick on each other. I'm talking. Dope boy still at large. Tracking device on the car. Tattoos on the arm. Double M diamond charm. Chanel bag on the hip. Hermes bracelet and things. Let her fuck Meek Mill. Told her keep chasing the dream. Get the Lexus flip. Purple Texas zip. She make it rain like a. We got more money to get. Rich. Call her rich. With dope boys, it's a good.
Yeah, I'ma spend up all this money.
All this money.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Rick Ross and I think is that Usham?
No,
it's 9:58. Oh, R. Kelly. I'm sorry about that. So that was R. Kelly and Rick Ross. They sound pretty dope together. We are coming to the close of our show. And thank you for rocking with TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we were talking about public schools and private schools and charter schools. Before we went into Sabe's moment, we had a caller on the line, and look, just to let you know, we only got a few moments left in the show, okay, well, then we're going to, then how about this, call back in.
You say, well, word.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us, bro. Thanks for rocking. Hey, a few minutes left in the few seconds left in the show. Back Friday, 9 p.m. Peace out.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. And check y'all out on Friday. Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I love bacon.
James?
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be
Oh, yeah.
I almost messed up on my shaking up my bed the other day, y'all. Pray for my bed.
Lord. Happy homecoming 2014 to the Norfolk State University Spartans. We are TM Hammer Radio Live, the General Hot Chocolate, Save James, Adam Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya Cooper, Nokia. Love you. See you on. Oh, I won't see you on Friday, but they'll see you on Friday. Have a good weekend.
Y'all be safe out there.